Welcome to What's Ailing America with your host, Dr. Rebecca Carlin, the world's only court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases. Dr. Rebecca Carlin.
Namaste, and welcome back to another edition of What's Ailing America. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by BBS Radio, staff, or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely teaching you what I would do if I were you, after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I went from being a surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases, and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune diseases and cancer to teach people how to reverse these problems with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and do everything based on your history alone. You do not have to come to North Carolina to see me. Please call me at the number on my website if you'd like to learn how I do consults. I ask each of you to consider the information I give using your own God-given common sense and discern the truth for yourself. I'd love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in toll-free if you have any questions that you would like to ask. And I just want to make it very clear that the BBS radio station is updating itself and is making amazing changes that are going to allow many different people to call in. We have brand new numbers for you to call in tonight. I received an email just about an hour and a half ago with these new numbers. So please be aware that the numbers that you have to call in to ask questions or give testimonials, whatever the case may be, are now changed. The numbers are toll-free U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. Toll-free worldwide, 877-489-6350. And there's many other numbers that you can call, including 530-776-5154, 530-776-5185, 530-876-9916. If you're calling by Skype, the address is BBS Radio. If you're calling by PalTalk, the address is bbsradio_com. So you have all these different options to call in and ask questions or give testimonials, whatever the case may be. If you want to call in, all shows are archived, but you only need to give your first name or whatever. You don't have to give a name if you're afraid that, you know, your call is being traced and different things that I've heard from people that are basically by admitting that they're afraid that we are living in a Nazi state. However, you do not have to be afraid. It's the truth that's going to set us free. And so I encourage all of you to call in and ask questions if you have them. Every week I will answer the question, what ails America, with a different response, as well as share the good news of what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet. For awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware of the inoculations of the true weapons of mass destruction, that our government is not our friend, and various other truths that are becoming glaringly obvious to the people that have their eyes open, together we will be able to stop the Holocaust on the health of people and pets. How far down the rabbit hole are you willing to go? That's what I am here to ask you. I can only show you the door. You have to walk through it. But be uplifted, people, as the weak-willed puppets of darkness are being made visible to the public eye through shows such as this. And the once feeble calls for cease and desist are now a roaring outcry. On tonight's show, we're going to be talking about what's healing America. And on tonight's show, I'm going to finalize the series that we've been doing in regards to the diagrams on my website. If you go to www.drcarley.com and click on the fourth diagram, that is the Hippocrates Protocol that I have developed, which reverses all autoimmune diseases and cancer in people and in pets. We're going to be talking about that tonight. So please do go to that diagram, download it, print it out, whatever you want to do. And that's what we're going to be discussing. And I have a number of my clients that are going to be calling in and telling you their experiences with my protocol. But before we begin, I want to just cover a couple of the things. One of the things that I do is monitor the movies that are out there, because, of course, those of you in the know realize that there's more truth in the movies than there is on the mainstream news. And two very important movies that I reviewed recently that I would encourage you to check it out for yourself. One of them is a movie called 28 Weeks Later, and this is a movie that talks about the rabies virus. And this goes along with Dr. Harris Coulter's book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality. You know, it's really amazing how they're putting that information out there, but they're putting it out there in the movie so that you will believe it's just a movie. Another movie I saw recently, which was really quite amazing, was called Evil Behind You. And this is actually a Christian movie. It talks about injected viruses causing the appearance of demons in people. But, of course, the disinformation is always there. The answer is always a vaccine or a serum. And the same thing was true in this movie as well. But I would encourage all of you to go to the archives and listen to my show on the spiritual assault of inoculations and hear a mother that called in, one of my clients, whose child she is convinced was actually possessed by a demon after being inoculated with a meningitis vaccination. But here we have this Christian movie called Evil Behind You. Unfortunately, folks, it's all true. The last little thing I would like to cover was a very important article in my local newspaper that was printed today on November 8th, 2007. And the title is Whooping Cough Found in McKee Road Elementary Child. A McKee Road Elementary student has been diagnosed with a highly contagious whooping cough, according to a memo sent to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school board members Wednesday evening. It was unclear when the diagnosis was confirmed. The Mecklenburg County Health Department sent a letter home to parents whose children attend the South Charlotte school. CMS also sent an automated telephone message to parents. Whooping cough, also known as pertussis, afflicts between 30 million and 50 million people a year, and is responsible for about 300,000 deaths, mostly in unvaccinated infants. The reason I'm reading you this whole article is because you will notice that they did not mention whether or not the McKee Road Elementary student had been inoculated with pertussis. And I will be writing to the author of this article, but I assure you I will give it no response. I never do. But the hard question to be asked is, was this student inoculated with pertussis? In almost all cases, you will find that these children were, in fact, inoculated with pertussis, and this is why they now have pertussis, because they were inoculated with pertussis. It was inoculated into them. It was injected into their bloodstream. It is almost always true that the children that received the inoculations are the ones who transmit the disease. And I'm trying to get you to critically evaluate the articles that you read in the newspaper, because they never tell you if the child, you know, basically what, you know, the child that's transferring the disease. There's different names for this in history. You know, this child should be wearing a red letter A around its neck that it's transmitting disease. But, of course, they don't tell you if the child was inoculated with disease. And that's what you have to start asking yourself. Why don't they mention if this child was vaccinated? It's very interesting and convenient how they leave that out. Okay. I hope all of you have found the last diagram, the fourth diagram on my website. And I'm sorry for the barking in the background. That's Sweetie Pie. She's a little excited and doesn't want me to close my door. But anyways, let me continue. The last diagram on my website is the big picture of the protocol that I have developed that reverses all autoimmune disease and cancer. And let me just highlight, I do not give medical advice because all of you know I have been labeled as having a delusion of conspiracy by the New York State Medical Board, and I do encourage all of you to go to drcarley.com. I have a new addition to my website. It's a special message to my son, Joey Carley, who lives in Bayshore, Long Island. I have put a list of the different judicial criminals that were involved in the conspiracy to remove him from my life because I refused to stop telling the truth. And I also have a message to him at the bottom of that list of different judicial criminals. And I'm hoping that someday, very soon, Joey will learn how to Google. And when Joey learns how to Google, Joey can find out what's really been going on in terms of why he doesn't have a mother and has not had one since he was 3 years old. But I encourage all of you to send this to everybody you know because, of course, I'm naming names, folks. I'm naming names. And I want these people to sue me because the only way that the actual case will ever be introduced into the courts is by me telling them what they've done because the judicial criminals, how they are able to, you know, get away with what they're doing. The corruption in the courts is just legion. And the way they're able to get away with it is by bypassing the actual case. They develop different cases, they distract people, and it's very funny how in my medical board case, as I was charged with having a delusion of conspiracy, I was not able to allow any of this evidence of conspiracy against me and my son onto the record. So I'm not telling any of you this for you to be sorry for me. I don't want anyone's pity. I knowingly took on this job to tell the truth. I didn't know just how interesting it would become, but I have no regrets. And someday, when Joey Carley realizes what he and his mother have been through, because I tell the truth, maybe some of the rest of you will be motivated to do the same thing. And who knows where it's going to go when that day comes. So, let's get on to the fourth diagram on my website. What's Healing America? Dr. Carley responds, the Hippocrates systems to create wellness. Now, what I do when I deal with clients, and I have clients all over the world, as a matter of fact, I would like to say a special hello to someone from the UK who just called me today, who has a 7-year-old daughter that was just diagnosed with insulin-dependent diabetes 4 weeks ago. This is the biggest increase that I'm seeing at this point. I've had neurologically damaged children for 10 years, and this is the majority of the cases of the patients that I deal with. But it's really amazing how many more cases of insulin-dependent diabetes that I'm getting. And, of course, this is pretty much a death sentence. They're telling you that your little baby, your little child has to have this problem. They're going to have to have injections of insulin for the rest of their life. Of course, the insulin is going to create a negative feedback on their pancreas, and if they do have any working beta cells in their pancreas, they're going to be put to sleep by having this exogenous insulin injected into them. And it's really quite disgusting how many chronic diseases are being caused by inoculations. And if you haven't heard prior shows that I've done, I strongly suggest that you listen to the archives of VBSRadio.com because I've been discussing the diagrams on my website for the last few weeks. On October 18th, I had a special 2-hour edition where it talks about the big picture, which is how all of these different assaults, not just vaccines, but all of the different poisons that are being allowed into our environment and into our food supply are causing us to become ill. On November 1st, I talked about the vaccine issue and how the vaccines are actually causing corruption of the immune system, leading to all autoimmune diseases and cancer. And on tonight's show, I'm going to be talking about the good news. We have to give the good news. And the good news is the protocol that I have developed, which reverses all of these autoimmune diseases and cancer. Now, let me just say that this is the big picture of my protocol. I have to individualize it based on each person or pet's individual history. That is the reason I have not written a book on how to reverse these conditions, because every person is different. So you have to take a history. You have to find out not only their vaccine exposure, but their exposure to heavy metals, pesticides, antibiotics, yeast, pesticides, radiation. The list goes on and on. Aspartame, fluoride, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to determine what the exposure has been in order to create a protocol for each person to get them out of that hole of death and disease that they've been lowered into based on everything they've done to themselves unknowingly, unwittingly, believing their white coats, believing the EPA and the FDA and all the alphabet agencies, believing they were being protected. It's not true, folks. And that's the first thing you have to realize, is that you've been lied to about everything. So I always tell people, don't believe me either. Check things out for yourself. Check out everything I tell you. There's a massive amount of information available on the Internet now, and you should be Googling everything, radiation, fluoride, check it all out. See what the actual side effects are. And then you will realize who's telling you the truth. And once you develop the ability to discern the truth, once you're able to tell who's telling you the truth, and that's a whole spiritual aspect of knowing, then you won't have to do all this Googling, because you will be able to feel it when somebody's telling you the truth. And I'm telling you my truth, and I offer it to you to please prove me wrong. You will see on my website, I've had a $10,000 reward on my website for over a year. For anyone to prove me wrong about my documents about inoculations, please prove me wrong, folks. I don't want to believe that my profession is causing the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. It really hurts. Please prove me wrong. But unfortunately, they can't, because my documents prove that I'm right. So, getting back to the diagram. Okay. The big picture of my protocol. What I do, and this is the big picture, once again, I individualize it based on everybody's history. The first thing we do is detoxify you. The main way that I teach people how to detoxify is with homeopathic gnosis. Homeopathy, I don't have time to get into what homeopathy is, but suffice it to say, it's been around for at least 200 years. Homeopathic gnosis is what I use. It's called classical homeopathy, clinical homeopathy. Classical homeopathy is where you go to naturopaths and they find one homeopathic remedy that's going to basically bolster your constitution. It's going to make you be stronger, and that's great. But unfortunately, it does not detoxify you. Classical homeopathy is where you use the very substance that has poisoned you, and you put it into an energetic remedy that then forces the toxins out of your body. So that's what I teach people about, is clinical homeopathy. And the clinical homeopathy can detoxify just about anything. Can detoxify even radiation. I was an x-ray technician for many years before I went to medical school. And when I detoxified my radiation, I got a very severe sunburn on my shoulders, and that was the radiation coming out of my body. So that's the good news, is that all of the different poisons that you've been exposed to can all be forced out of your body by introducing the energy of the bad thing into your body with homeopathic nosodes. And when you do this clinical approach using nosodes, there's no way this can possibly cause you any side effects because it's only the energy on the substance. And so it's not going to give you the same side effects that the actual poison gave you to begin with. You do go through a detox reaction. Your body finds a way to push the poisons out. For example, when I teach people how to detox their vaccine viruses and all the other viruses that are in the vaccines that are contaminants, usually they will develop a rash. Sometimes they get a little bit of diarrhea. Sometimes they get a runny nose. Their body determines how to push the poisons out. But it's not a side effect. It's a totally different thing. It's a detox reaction. And as a matter of fact, when you have something like this happen, when you're taking homeopathy, it's cause for celebration. It's a good thing because it's proving to you that the homeopathy is working. So that's the first part of my protocol, is using homeopathic notes to detox the poisons. The second part of my protocol is uncorrupting the immune system. If you read the paper on my website entitled Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, you will realize how the inoculations turn the B cells on, put them into overdrive, and cause the antibodies created to attack you, causing all autoimmune diseases. And the neurological diseases that are created include autism, ADD, criminal behavior, Lou Gehrig's disease, Tourette's syndrome, ALS, Guillain-Barré, the list goes on and on. These are the different quote-unquote diseases that the medical mafia has invented that actually what they are vaccine-induced diseases due to demyelination caused by attacks on the myelin due to antibodies. And I don't have time to explain all that. Last week's show went into a lot of detail about what that's about. And all the other autoimmune diseases, diabetes, insulin-dependent diabetes, is when the beta cells in the pancreas, which make insulin, are attacked by antibodies. Asthma is produced by the lung tissue being produced attacked by antibodies, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. So what we have to do is we have to make the immune system learn how to work properly. And there are different remedies that can do that. I use something called bovine colostrum. There's many different brands of bovine colostrum. I use a particular brand that has no milk products. But it's very important that you do the bovine colostrum while you're doing the vaccine detox. Because while the viruses are being taken out, the immune system is being taught how to work again. Giving bovine colostrum is being like breastfed again. And that's what teaches a baby's immune system how to work. If not for the inoculations being given by the wet coat as soon as they popped out of the womb, their immune systems would already know this. But once they've been corrupted, of course, you have to repair them, and that's what bovine colostrum does. The third part of the protocol are very extensive amount of nutraceuticals. Nutraceuticals are the nutrition component of pharmaceuticals. There's all kinds of different nutritional supplements that can actually repair the damage that's been done to the body. One of the most important ones that I've learned about over the last 10 years is something called cell salts or tissue salts. These are homeopathic remedies made out of minerals. There are 12 different minerals that are key in order for your body to function properly. And different minerals do different things. And so depending on what's wrong with you, you need to repair the body using these different minerals. There's all kinds of other supplements that can be used to repair the damage that's been done. There's even homeopathic remedies that can repair the myelin sheath. There's homeopathic insulin. There's all kinds of natural things you can do to repair the damage and or the symptoms of the disease that you have until you're able to heal your body. And this is another thing that I evaluate every time I do a consult, to show people what I would do if I was them, because once again, I don't give medical advice. I just tell you what I would do if I was you in order to reverse the problem that you have. And the nutraceuticals are very important. The fourth part of the protocol is alkalinization. Alkalinization is key. No disease can survive in an alkaline environment. If your body is acidic, it's a major situation that's going to stimulate cancer cells to turn into tumors and every disease you can imagine, especially the bacterial and viral infections, are going to be made worse if your body is acid. So you have to learn how to alkalinize yourself. You have to learn what supplements can alkalinize yourself. You have to learn how to monitor yourself to find out whether or not you're alkaline. And that's one of the other parts of the protocol. And also we have colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is a natural antibiotic. It kills 650 bacteria and viruses. I encourage all of you to get colloidal silver, to have your own colloidal silver generator, because the FDA, the Fatal Drugs Allowed Agency, is constantly trying to take colloidal silver off the market. This is one of the biggest threats to them that there is, because once you realize that you don't need antibiotics, you don't need antivirals, you don't need antiparasitic drugs, although colloidal silver only handles one cell parasite. There's other things you need to do for more extensive parasitic infections, but colloidal silver is really the only magic bullet that I know that deals with these different infections that we all have, and we're all being given by our mosquitoes with a white coat. And once you start using this, and colloidal silver can be sprayed in the eyes, it can be put in the ears, it can be sprayed on wounds. I can't tell you the thousands and thousands of amazing stories I have heard from my clients that have used this magic substance. So I encourage all of you to check this out. And as I said, if I was you, I would get a colloidal silver generator. There's many good ones available, but the FDA is constantly going after this product and trying to take it off the market. So you want to make sure you have your own way to make it so that if they're successful in causing this to disappear, you're still going to have it available for your family, including your pets. And the last part of my protocol is individualized additional therapies. For example, women that have all kinds of hormonal problems, that are in menopause or that have breast cancer, there's all kinds of things that are going on with our endocrine system, and I could give a three-hour lecture on this alone. Suffice it to say that if you have a problem with your thyroid gland, with, you know, your testosterone, with your progesterone, with your estrogen, with any of these different areas, there's other things that you can do in addition to bolster that function and to bring it back to a healing level. And so these are all the different areas that I evaluate in each person when I do a protocol. So what I do is take a very extensive history. Every person's protocol is different, but it's all based on these very important categories. And so I spend many hours with each person developing a protocol. We go through one detox at a time while doing various supplements to heal the body and to reverse the damage that's been done. And if people have any questions, they can call me or email me at any time. And this is what I consider myself at this point is a teacher, to teach you what you need to do. Because you've been lied to about everything. The medical doctors, the white coats, they have no clue. As I've said many times on the show before, when I was in medical school, I had 10 hours of nutrition classes and 2 years of pharmacology. Hello. That tells you who's controlling the medical education. And that's the reason that the medical doctors are the leading cause of death today. Now, before I take any calls, I want to just also mention that you have to be aware that there's a number of individuals out there that are actually purporting to do my protocol, but who are not trained by myself. And let me just say that I'm actually developing a course to teach and certify others how to do my protocol. I have about 150 people at this point all over the world ready to do it, and I'm hoping to have it ready after the first of the new year. But there's many people that are already out there that are purporting to know how to do what I do. And I want you to listen to the autism testimonial on my website, drcrowley.com, where you'll hear a mom tell about how a naturopath in Pennsylvania is pretending to do my protocol and even giving out my CDs to the clients that she pulls in to make them believe that she's been trained by myself and that she knows what she's doing. And this particular naturopath is named Dr. Judith Snips. We also have Gary Null. Gary Null is somebody that's been all over Pacifica Radio and PBS, and he's a PhD in nutrition that's had a number of books published. And I'm going to have a special response to Gary Null on my website very soon, because one of his minions recently contacted me wanting me to be on his upcoming video entitled Vaccination Nation. Now, I have a history with Gary Null going back to 2000, and I'm not going to waste my time going into that right now, but I will tell you that Gary Null is another individual who had somebody interviewed me for hours back in 2000 to find out how I do my protocol. And then he went on the air in New York on June 1st of 2001 and again on June 16th of 2000 and talked about his protocol to reverse autism. And this is what you have to realize, is that there's many frauds out there. There's people out there that are pretending that they know what I do. They don't know what I do. Soon I will be teaching people to do what I do because I cannot handle it all myself. But at this point, I am the only one that does the Hippocrates Protocol. So if you want to learn how to heal yourself in terms of what I do, I suggest you come to the source. Okay, I just got a word from the management that we have a caller. Oh, please stand by. Hello?
Hello, Dr. Holly.
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Colley. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
This is Rose calling from Florida.
I recognize that voice down there in Florida.
Well, I've been chomping at the bit to share some good news with some of your listeners.
Please do.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead. We're listening.
Oh, okay then. I just want to be sure your voice is fading in and out. But I'm not fading, and I have to tell you, I had a very bad fall on October 10th and went to the doctors, and they patched me up, and every twice a week they would take me in, take a look, and keep my nose free, to watch it and waiting for it to heal. And on the 12th day, I went in for my last checkup, and the doctor came in, and because I've been using your protocol, and when I fell, you told me how to up my arnica, Montana, and you have to believe that I'm a person that if you gently touch my arm, I'll get a black and blue.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to highlight what you just said, arnica. Arnica is one of the most important things that anybody can take for emotional or physical trauma. So yes, and I just want to highlight what you went through, because it was amazing, the email that you sent me, that you actually fell in the bathroom and you pretty much smashed your nose. And you were already taking arnica, but you increased the dose after this happened. And just tell the listeners, please, what the white coat said when she saw how well you were healing and how you didn't have any bruising.
Well, it's crazy, because as the surgeon was putting my nose back together, he assured me that my eyes would be black and blue. I'd be black and blue everywhere, because I hit every part of my body when I fell. And so when I went to the doctor for follow-up, she was so amazed that she stood there with all her staff. It was crazy. And she said, "Wait a minute, is this the same nose you came in with?" And she made a joke, but she was that bewildered, honestly. And she then asked for the file, because when I told her how long it had been, how short a time it had been that I fell, because she didn't remember the date, she went to her file to verify it, because she kept saying, it's impossible, 12 days, 12 days, Your nose could not have healed this way this quickly in 12 days. So she asked for the file, and when the girls gave her the file, the date was a little scribbly. So I knew it was said the 18th of October, but she doubted it, so she asked for the photographs that they took every time I came to see them. And she went on to the photographs, which are also dated, so she confirmed for herself that it was indeed 12 days. So she stood there perplexed, showed me the picture of how bad my nose was, because I had forgotten, and she just stood there and said nothing, because she was wondering in her brain, how could this be? She said, it can't be 12 days. So when it got too much of a dead time, no one said anything. I said, well, doctor, I have a confession to make if you'd like to hear it. And she said, well, of course. And I expected her to come back, like several of the doctors I have told about the protocol. And they come back with a vengeance, you know, that, oh, that stuff doesn't work or whatever. Well, she came back with a vengeance because I said to her, I have to tell you, I've been under the care of Dr. Crawley doing a homeopathic protocol, et cetera, and mentioned Arnica and maybe some other stuff that you have me on. And she came back with a vengeance, but to my surprise, this doctor said, that stuff works. Keep taking it. And I was shocked to hear this out of a white coat, honestly. She was confirming that she knows it works and keep taking it. Because she just couldn't believe the healing.
And isn't it sad? But I just have to say, isn't it sad? She obviously knew about these things. She knew that they worked. She did not tell you about these things when you first went to her. But when you basically confessed that you were taking these things, she said to keep doing it. And that's what I've run into over and over again. I have had many MDs as clients, and they always do what I say, and they get amazing results, but they don't have the courage to tell their clients about these things because they know that there will be certain ramifications if they should tell people about quackery such as homeopathy. Are you still there? Hello? Okay, I guess we lost our caller.
And they always do what I say, and they get amazing.
So this person has actually an amazing story, and I was hoping she would be able to tell all of you about the rest of the results she's had with the protocol. This person was pretty much on death's door when she first came to see me, and there's many people in her family that are seeing me and other friends, and she's referred so many people to me. But this person was somebody who actually was suggested to have Botox injections into her esophagus, that's the food tube, because she was having trouble swallowing. And this was one of the most insane things that I've ever heard of. Because obviously if your food tube is not working, it's because there's neurological damage to the nerves that supply the food tube, i.e. the esophagus. And we've been working for a few months, and she's quite the spitfire and has been doing very well. And I do thank her for calling in and talking about just this latest little incident that she's had that's shown the white coats that she's been dealing with, that homeopathy, in fact, does work. But obviously, they already know.
She was having trouble swallowing.
Okay, is there anybody else on the line?
Yeah, Dr. Colley.
Yeah.
It's Rose.
Yeah,
are you
you're cutting up. I think you must be calling in on a cell phone.
No, I'm calling from my house phone.
Okay. Okay, so please do continue. Can you mention anything else that you...
Well, that was my... I did break my nose, and the healing is phenomenal. It's miraculous, truly. But that's only the cherry on the cake. Like you were mentioning a few minutes ago, I was being treated with Botox. And I started getting, you know, rebound attacks from the Botox itself where they didn't work anymore. But it goes on and on. Not only am I am no longer out of breath, because I remember just not being able to walk flat on the ground without being out of breath. I couldn't even bend over, try my own shoelaces. It was crazy. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Colley, I've been meaning to tell you, When I fell in that tub, I felt so hard that I did break my nose, and I had bumps on my head everywhere, none of which got black and blue. But for sure, it made me realize that my bad hip that will go out anytime it wants to and really give me bad pain, or my bad knee, and then, of course, my high school injury with my shoulders, I haven't had one incident in probably 8-9 months now. So that is a remarkable thing. I do live pain-free, ache-free, which is incredible, absolutely incredible. And not to mention, I have been losing weight from this protocol. It's great. I eat what I love anyway, which is alkaline anyway. So I eat a lot of ethnic food, which is good on the alkaline diet. And everybody keeps telling me how good I look, how alive I look, because I was really sick at the end of last year, totally bloated with toxins just filling all my skin. My skin was hard. Everybody's nodding their head here. Who knew me then? My skin was just bursting solid. My masseuse would remark. Now she remarks, my God, your skin is so smooth and so pliable, and she can see how, you know, the weight has come off and the texture of my skin. My fingernails are no longer all those horrible waves in it. I mean, I could go on and on, but I take up the whole hour of your show. That's how much healing that's gone on for me.
Well, not only that, but you have become who you were. And your sister is somebody that I love dearly. She has an internet radio show that I do on a regular basis, and she's always kidding me how she got her sister back, because you are quite the spitfire. And I was so honored last July when one of my other clients actually brought me to Florida as your birthday gift, and I'll never forget the look on your face and your sister's face.
You'll never forget what Maria said when she realized who it was. Which we can't say over there.
That was one of the high points of my life. I felt so appreciated. And it's just such an honor to do what I do. And I do what I do because it works. And I so appreciate you calling in and talking about the experience that you've had, just so others can hear. Because a lot of people are afraid to call in for whatever reason. But you have done so on your sister's show as well, and I love you dearly, and I know that you're going to continue to get higher and higher vibrations of health, and it's just such an honor to know you and your whole family, and I just love you.
Well, we love you even more because you did bring me back from the living dead, honestly. And again, my friend is here shaking her head in agreement. Matter of fact, my entire staff went through all this with me, and they actually like the old Rose. Even though I'm feisty and I make them crazy now, before I was like an old lady, sickly, and I never said much, and I looked pretty sad. And they love the old Rose back, even if it means I have to torture them every day. They love it.
God bless you. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling.
Anytime, Dr. Crawley.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Okay. Is there anybody else on the line?
Yes, Dr. Crawley. Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
Hi. Oh, we have such a bad connection. Sometimes you come and go. I can't hear you very well.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to talk about my son, whose protocol your protocol he's been on for a little bit over a year now. He still has a little bit of a tick. He's never been diagnosed with Tourette's, but I would say that he probably has something like that. He's doing great, even though his tick is there. It's still much, much less. I've noticed that if we go to a party, he's having cake or something with sugar. It does, bring it on a little bit more, but it's not at all what it was a year ago, his tick and other things, other problems that he had. More interestingly, just recently we finished the detox for a dog bite, which he received some time ago, and he was being detoxed for the dog bite, distemper, and rabies. And his other detoxes, he would sometimes break out in this little rash that was a little bit itchy, but nothing nothing really major, just a rash all over his body. This detox, he did not get a rash, but what was interesting is that it was like he was a little human dog. He became, his behavior was such that one day my husband said to me, "What's wrong with him?" Because you see how, like, he's showing his teeth and he's like, I don't know, like a crazed dog. And I said to him,
growling,
you notice,
right?
I'm sorry?
Wasn't he growling?
He was and showing his teeth and just very dog-like his behavior. That went on for maybe about 2 weeks, and then it dissipated. And also, something that always does happen to him when he's in a detox, he'll get a cold, a bit of a cold, and then it's quickly followed by croup. And this time he did get croup. It was really, he hadn't had it in months, actually. This was a problem that he had always had since he was about 3 years old, 2 years old. Just really bad croup with his colds. And he had one night just woke up with severe, severe croup. And I just remember that I never heard his croup sound so much like a dog's cough. And it was interesting because it was right at this time when we were, you know, detoxing him from the rabies and distemper and everything. He just really resembled a dog during this detox, which was amazing to me. And, yes?
I would just like to comment on this because this is one of the most amazing cases that I've had in the 10 years I've been doing this. First of all, whether or not he was diagnosed with Tourette's or not, just based on what you described to me that he had as his initial symptoms, made it obvious that he did have this symptom called Tourette's or this disease, whatever, and that was caused by his vaccinations. And you've been down a very long road with this because I remember that you also had an experience where you had purchased some allegedly holistic products to use to wash his bedclothes and to use fabric softener from a company that's allegedly holistic, and that you noticed that he had a deterioration in his symptomatology after using these products. And when you contacted this company, they refused to even give you the MSDS sheets on this product, even though you told them that your son was having these problems. So that was another whole aspect to it, and that's why I always tell people it's not just one thing, it's the big picture. Because we're being exposed to so many pollutants in our environment that you have to be aware, and that's what I do with my protocol, is teach you not only what got you in this hole, but what not to do to stay out of the hole. But for your son getting bitten by this dog, and this was a divine inspiration that I received, actually, realizing that the dog that bit him obviously was rabid from his rabies vaccine. And if any of you listeners go back to the archives of my show from May with Dr. Patricia Jordan, she actually talked about how many of the dog bites being increased are actually being caused by the dogs getting the rabies vaccine, which is making them rabid. And that's what made me realize that we had to detoxify that in your son as well. Because he was not just bitten by a dog, he was mauled. And, of course, I realized that he was actually inoculated with a rabies vaccine from that mauling, and so that had to be detoxed as well.
Right. And can I mention what that company is with the wash?
Oh, please do, yes. Go for it.
It's Melaleuca, and I highly recommend for people not to use their products. Because I did notice a great difference. I mean, you have to think about this. When you use fabric softener, which does contain mercury, I don't care which name brand you buy, you are sleeping on your bed sheets for 8 hours, you know, about 8 hours a day, breathing this stuff every single day, every single night. Multiply that by 352 days in a year. And this is, you're breathing about 2,500 hours of mercury. Not to mention that, you know, sheets also contain formaldehyde, the non-wrinkle, you know, the ones that don't wrinkle contain formaldehyde, and, you know, you could go nuts with all the stuff. But Melaleuca was a big, big, big one that, you know, I had used Downy for years and years. And, but Melaleuca really, really just, I noticed it. I noticed it immensely. And when I stopped it, and it takes about 9 rinses to get the fabric softener off of your clothes.
Wow.
I did notice a decrease, you know, in his tick. The difference was really enormous. It was really big.
First let me just say, I take my hat off to you that you figured that out. And that's why it's amazing the intuition of the moms that I deal with. And I always listen to the moms because, you noticed that yourself. You did the research and you found this huge red flag. And I just want to mention, it's not just the breathing of it, but especially in the summer months where you're sweating and your clothes are getting wet, that's another source. You're taking it into
right.
your skin as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And also, just to mention the link about Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith regarding GMOs, when you think about that, you buy cotton clothing, which is made from cotton that is non-organic, and you're wearing these clothes that are non-organic cottons that, you know, I guess have GMOs. Our bodies are sponges, and we're soaking up, you know, this is just my idea, we're soaking up all this stuff, not only ingesting it, the GMOs, we're also soaking up in our skin by wearing clothing that is, you know, cotton that's not organic. Just as a side note, I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Also, if I could just mention, I use Charlie's Soap. charliessoap.com if any moms are out there who are wondering what they could use. I've been using that, and I've, you know, no fragrance, no nothing. It's natural, and when I called them concerned about perhaps if there were any chemicals in their products, they're a small, you know, dad and son's shop in North Carolina, and they were very, very nice. They talked to me. They gave me everything that I needed to you know, quell any concerns that I had, and I'm still using the products, and I think, you know, they're great. They for my clothes, they work really well. I really recommend that. If I could also mention, we bought a dog not too long ago, and I bought him at a pet store, which is not something that I was planning on doing, but when I saw him, I had to have him. And the reason why we bought him is we thought it'd be good therapy for my son, which he wanted a puppy anyway, and he absolutely loves this dog to death, and it's really helping in his healing. This dog, though, had, I lost count, but about 20 vaccines. He was about 6 months old when we bought him, and he was not a dog. He looked like a dog, but did not act like a dog. And the poor thing would just lay there. He was just a big lump of fur, and he would just lay there and do nothing. Puppies usually, you know, jump on you when they see you. They're happy to see you. They run, they play, they you know, break things apart, chew on stuff. He did nothing, absolutely nothing, but just lay there. You told me about the immunization detox for dogs, the canine immunization detox, and the third day into giving him this detox, he was a little more, he was walking around, moving about a little bit more, and I actually heard him yelp, like give a little bark. He was not barking, nothing. This dog was doing nothing. My husband wanted me to return the dog thinking that he was sick, but he wasn't. I mean, I took him to the vet, and he got the thumbs up. But about maybe 2 weeks into the detox, I had a dog. He came to life. He literally came to life acting like a puppy, and now he's a full-blown puppy, you know, a little too much because he's chewing the corner of my wall, you know, taking all the wood off, and so he's a total puppy.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm so happy to see that. Even though he's wrecking my house a little bit, I'm just so happy to see it because he's healthy. He's healthy. He barks. He jumps when he sees us. He's a real life dog, a real life puppy. And I got to mention, on the top of his head, he has all these silver hairs. And I thought some of them were okay. They're part of his color, but they were too many. And I thought that they were perhaps, some of it was stress related because he was in a cage for almost 6 months. I think it's, you know, never outside, running, free, nothing. And I thought it was a little unusual that he had just perhaps way too many silvers. I blame partly on the stress of the dog for what he was going through and also on the immunizations. After I started the detox, there were a lot of those hairs, a lot of them, started getting his blonde roots. So he had some silvers with the blonde roots coming in, and I was amazed at that. He was, you could tell he was healing because he was getting his, you know, natural color the way it should have been, which wasn't like that because he was, you know, in the environment that he was in, and he was so vaccinated like he was. So, but he's doing beautifully, and I'm very grateful to you for that. And I don't know what I would have done had I not known about this stuff. Not only for my son, but also for this dog. He may have been dead now, or he may have just continued being as lethargic as he was. There was something definitely wrong with him. Although you couldn't, a physical checkup didn't determine anything, you know. But he definitely was not normal. And I just really,
well,
really thank you for that,
say,
Dr. Carly.
Well, your story is one of the most beautiful that I've ever had in all the years I've been doing this. Not only in the healing that's occurred in your son, but the fact that you as a mom, having a child that was mauled by a dog, went out and bought that child a dog. And not only bought that child a dog, but bought that child a dog that you obviously knew was probably in big trouble. You saved the dog's life. And I remember, and it brought tears to my eyes the night that we talked, and you told me about how you looked at dogs in the eyes. And please tell the listeners what you told that dog.
I said to him, thank you so much for having been through what you went through to get to us, because you're truly a blessing in our family. And you make us, you just make us so happy. Thank you so much. And we really do love you. And after that, the dog, he would be happy to see me, but he was even happier to see me after that. Some, you know, you think that maybe they don't understand that they're animals. They understand. When you, there's a heart,
oh,
what
yeah.
I call a language of the heart. And when you speak from the heart, you can say it in words, but when you're feeling it in your heart, it's understood by the other heart. And I really think that's what happens here with this dog.
And I totally agree. And one thing that just came to me as we're talking, and especially based on what the previous caller was talking about, another thing that I would do if I was you, not giving you medical advice, but I would also consider putting Arnica Montana, the potency being 30C, in his drinking water. Because this dog has gone through so much trauma. And that's another thing that you may want to consider doing to help to bring him even further along the healing path.
Okay. That's definitely something I will consider.
Okay.
And one other quick thing regarding my son, when we
yes.
are always in between detoxes, I would notice sometimes that there would be perhaps an increase in his tick until we begin the next detox. This detox did something because I don't notice the increase that I normally notice between the detoxes. We've ended this one, and his tick is at the same point as when he's on the detox. And, you know, it gets better. It always gets better and better. But it hasn't increased a little bit like it normally does. So this detox did it. I think it hit the trigger point. The one thing that perhaps was missing, you found it, Dr. Carly, and I really, really thank you for it. There's not enough thank yous that I can say.
Well, you thanked me in many ways. You've sent me many of the Anastasia books, and that's another whole topic. We've covered that on previous shows. But you see, all my clients, it's like we're a big family. You help me as much as I help you, because just hearing from you, and the results that you're having, it gives me the breath to carry on, because it's very difficult, especially around the times of the holidays and not having my son and everything. But this is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because my goal is to help people. And your story is just so beautiful, and it's my pleasure. You have no idea how much I love you. And I send my love to your whole family, including your little pooch, Shadow. And I'm waiting for that picture of the three of you.
I will send it.
Okay.
Thank you again. Thank you, Dr. Carley. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have anybody else on the line?
Hi, Dr. Carley.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Carley. Michelle from Long Island.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I wanted to get away from the computer so I can hear you. I'm calling to tell you about my Silverwater experience and my experience that I'm having with my son on your protocol.
Okay.
I bought the Silver Wayne water and the Silver Water, the first aid gel. I myself have had acne since I'm, 12, and now I'm 38.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried everything, over the counter and pharmaceutical, and nothing has ever worked as well as this gel. That's the first thing. I have a terrible cystic acne, so my skin would get swollen. I bought this. It came. I said, you know what? I'm going to try it. Washed my face. I put this stuff on in the morning. All the swelling was reduced to, I would say, less than half. I was ecstatic. Washed my face again, put it on before I put on my makeup. I keep doing it now every day. I'm glad this is an 8-ounce bottle.
This is all in your mind, don't you? Wait a minute. This is all in your mind. Don't you know the FDA says that this stuff is quackery?
Yeah, right. I know it's not because when I put it on, it stings a little bit wherever I have a cystic breakout. So if it was quackery and it was nothing, why would it sting? So I get a slight sting for a second, and then it goes away. So I know this stuff works. I have a friend of mine who had a terrible sinus infection, so bad that the right side of her face to the right of her nose was swollen. And, of course, she has children like I have, and she has no time to go to the doctor. And I said to her, listen, give it a try. So she'd come over with a nasal spray. We emptied out. We washed it out. We filled it with silver water, and she's been using it. She loves it. So now
I sent you some other suggestions and other things you can do to decrease the inflammation to get it even more into the sinuses.
Yes.
She
loves the spray.
So I hope she will try that.
Oh, yes, she will. Now, with my son, on your protocol, he's been doing wonderful. Every day they write back to me.
What would you say?
First of all,
we're having a lot of problems with the phone lines. I can barely hear you, but if you could just tell the listeners, what was your son's problem?
Oh, Joseph was diagnosed mild to moderate autism.
Okay.
They said he was autistic. I started your protocol on September 29th. In a month's time, they could not believe how much he was talking and interacting with all the kids in his class. He goes to a little school in Bayshore. It's called Kramer School. They cannot believe how well he's socially interacting. They have a thing called circle time. The teacher put on the music to do circle time. She comes back, he's already sitting in her seat doing circle time with the kids. They get a kick out of it. They love it. Every day they write back to me, Joseph is more and more verbal. He's more socially interactive. I had dropped him off at school the other day, and I watched him from the window because he's like a big shot. He gives me a kiss, and he walks into the class. I watched him sit down next to a little girl, and it was so cute. He told her, look in my eyes. It was so cute the way he interacted with her. I couldn't believe.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. He was just so cute. He was touching her cheek, trying to kiss her. It was really, really cute to watch.
Well, wait, I just want to highlight, that's huge, because autistic children, by definition, looking in the eyes, the eye contact, and the social interaction, that's the thing that they're most having a problem with.
Yes, I know. And I know. I thought
wow.
It was so cute. In his class where he BA, also, he has another little girl that he goes and he gets her lunch and her juice, interactive with her there also. So it's really, really cute to see him to do these things. So I'm very excited. And I haven't even begun to do the no-sort yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm still waiting for them. So we're very excited to see what he's going to do.
Yes. Well, I just send you such a big hug. I know your son has got the same name as mine.
Yes.
That's a very special thing. Someday, as I told you earlier tonight, my dream is to have a big party where my son can meet all the children that have benefited by what his mom does. Because he's paid a very high price for that.
Yes, I know.
So, I thank you for calling in, and you give him a big hug from me, because
I will.
I love these children. I love all the children. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I know.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Keep on going.
I will.
Okay. All right. Do we have anybody else on the line?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Carly, my name is Lawrence. I'm calling from South Florida.
Okay.
I have two questions for you. I went through your website, and I discovered that you mentioned something about Marlene Sheet, that in most autistic children, the problem is that their Marlene Sheet is being distorted.
Their myelin sheath is being attacked by antibodies against the myelin sheath, yes.
Yeah. Was there any test done to, did you do any test to find, to verify that the myelin sheath has been destroyed, or how did you know that the myelin sheath is being distorted?
Yes. The tests that need to be done, which almost no white coat will order, are anti-myelin antibodies and anti-neuronal filament antibodies. Those are the two tests that will prove that it's an autoimmune attack on the nerve fibers in the myelin sheath. Yes, those are the tests you need to ask your white coat to order, and don't be surprised if they refuse to do so.
Okay. My question to you is that, have you ever done that to any of your clients before?
I'm sorry.
Have you ever done that test to any of your clients before?
Any what?
Have you ever done that test to any of your patients before?
Have any of my patients had that test?
Yeah, have you ever ordered that test to any of your patients?
Well, you see, they took away my medical license in 2003 because I have a delusion of conspiracy.
Okay,
so I can't order any tests. But
okay.
Yes, many of my clients have had those tests ordered. I would say I've probably taught at least 2,000 people with neurologically damaged children how to reverse the damage. And there's at least 100 that have had those tests ordered, and they're always positive.
Okay.
But you see, you don't have to get the test. If you get the test, that's great, because you get the test before you do the protocol, and then you do the protocol, and then the tests are redone, and they're normal. So that helps to prove scientifically, quote-unquote, that that was what the problem was. So that's always good. I love when people do that, but it's not necessary because it's self-evident. I suggest that you order the book Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris Kolster. You can get that book on www.thinktwice.com. Think Twice is one word. He's got documentation up the wazoo that the vaccinations are causing demyelination. This has been known for almost 100 years. It's called the post-encephalitic syndrome, and it's causing autism, learning disabilities, ADD, criminal behavior, all these things. It's been studied for a long time. And the powers that be are now trying to make people believe that the mercury is the problem because they want you to think that mercury, if it's taken out of vaccines, will make them safe, and a bigger lie has never been told.
Okay, thank you very much. My last question to you is that you don't do any tests. So how do you know how to treat the children or what to recommend to help the children?
Thank you for asking that question. I have a very detailed history form that I send to my clients. I ask you, what vaccinations has your child received? And that tells me their virus load that's been injected into them, as well as the heavy metal load that's been injected into them. I ask you if your child has been exposed to pesticides, because that also causes demyelination. I ask you if your child's been exposed to mold, because mold toxins also cause demyelination. I ask you if your child's been exposed to antibiotics and yeast. I ask you if your child's been exposed to radiation. The list goes on and on. I ask you what you know your child's been exposed to. You see, you have to understand that many of the things that are damaging you, there are no tests. Aspartame is a perfect example. Aspartame is a toxic poison. There is no test to see how much poisoning has been done to your body by aspartame. But if you know that your child's been ingesting things with aspartame, and there's at least 500 products on the market, including diet soda, you know, sugar-free gum, et cetera, et cetera, if you know your child's been exposed to these things, you don't need to do the test. All you need to know is they've been exposed to the substance, and that's what tells you that that is a poison in their body. And many of these tests, you have to understand, there's false positives, there's false negatives. Many of these tests are not even reliable because of the fact that if the labs are not doing the test properly, or as I always explain to people, I worked in a lab for many years. If they drop a tube of blood on the floor, they do not call the patient and say, we dropped your patient, your child's blood on the floor. We dropped the tube and it broke. They stick another person's tube into the machine. That's how it works. The fraud is legion. So if you know that you've been exposed to something, you don't need a test to tell you that you've been exposed. You know you've been exposed. Just based on what you know.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Is there anybody else on the line?
Yes, I'm on here. This is Jean.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you better than I've heard anybody else prior to you.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. I just I had a question. My daughter was hit by a drunk driver several years ago, and they've got her on some really strong antibiotics. She's in a lot of pain. Is there a protocol that you can help her with that?
Wait a minute. They have her on antibiotics because of pain?
No, they have her on very strong pain medicine.
Okay. because she was hit by a drunk driver. And what was the injury she sustained?
She broke her collarbone. She's got rods and screws they put in her head and neck because her brain stem was sitting on her spinal cord. And she had a multitude of surgeries and problems, but they've got her on really strong pain medication right now. And it's been 5 years.
Mm-hmm. 5 years. Well, what are they doing to wean her off the pain medication?
Well, they're just doing, they're trying to wean her off now, but, 'cause she wants to get off of them, but she's always in so much pain.
Well, why is she in pain? She's on pain medication. Why would she be in pain? This is a very important thing. Let's do it. Go.
Well,
she's been in pain. She's on pain medications for 5 years. Why is she still in pain if the pain medications work?
Because they don't work, and if anything, they just mask the problem.
Because they don't work. Thank you for saying that. And what are the results of her studies in terms of the repair that they've done of the trauma? How has she recovered?
As far as the surgeries they've done, or?
Yeah, as far as anything they've done.
Well,
how has she recovered?
She's better than she was, but she's still in pain. She also has...
What?
Okay.
She has what?
Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, where her joints go in and out of place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's basically a deficiency of nutrients that make the joints work properly. But when you go to the White House and you ask them, why is my daughter still in pain? If you repaired the problem with your screws and your plates and everything you've done, why is she still in pain? What do they say?
Well, they said it takes about a year and a half for this last brain surgery, but I think there's something else that can be done. I don't think this is working.
Didn't you just say it's been 5 years?
Yes, yes.
So what is the one whatever year? Where does that come in?
She's had two brain surgeries. The second one they did about a year ago.
Uh-huh. And what did that brain surgery allegedly do?
What did it what?
Allegedly do. What was the purpose of them doing the brain surgery?
Well, they said her brain stem was sitting on her spinal cord. And they had to lift her head up and put it on stilts so that to take the pressure off.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can feel those rods.
You
can feel those rods and screws coming up out of her head.
Okay.
Pushing on her skull.
Why was
her
brain? Why was her brain sitting on her spinal cord? Why?
I guess from the impact of the pickup smashing her car up.
And why did they just figure this out a year ago if the accident was 5 years ago?
Because the doctors where we live in a small town in the Midwest just kept saying migraines, migraines, and none of the migraine medicine worked, and so we took her to a doctor in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I will tell you that it's obvious that there's many problems that are going on in your child, and many of them are due to the medications that are being given. And you can look up on Google, you can Google the medication she's been given, and you can find the side effects of these various medications. That's first of all. The second thing I will mention is that when they put screws and plates and all these different things in the body wants to push them out. That is the job of the immune system. And so the body sees it as a foreign substance, and it wants to get rid of it. And so it's pushing it out. And so all kinds of things are happening because they put all these different things into your child.
Is there anything
And I will
that
tell you that, well, let me just say, one of the things that woke me up when I was a doctor, a medical doctor, I'm still a medical doctor, but I do not practice medicine anymore. I had a non-union fracture of my foot. I fell out of my shoe in a dance in my graduation from medical school and broke my fifth metatarsal. The moron orthopedic surgeon that put a cast on my foot actually put the cast above the fracture line. And so I walked on the fracture for 6 weeks. I created a non-union fracture, which means that the fracture did not heal properly, and there was like basically a teeter-totter effect of fibrous tissue between the bones and my foot, and it was extremely painful. And the surgeons that I went to subsequently wanted to put bones and, you know, synthetic bones and plates and screws and all kinds of other things into my foot in order to heal it. And I took homeopathy, and the homeopathy took care of the problem. But that's what they wanted to do because they did not know about the natural things that could heal the problem. They have no clue about these things. And all I can say is that there's natural ways to deal with all of these things. But once you go down the white coat road of surgery and screws and plates and all these kinds of things and antibiotics and yeast and psychiatric drugs and pain medication and all these things, you end up in the hole that your daughter is in. Is there something that can be done for your daughter? Yes. Yes, there is something that can be done. In order to figure that out, I would have to take a history from your daughter, and I would have to evaluate all the different things that's going on in her life. I would have to see the big picture, and I would develop an individual protocol just for her. That's what
okay.
I would do. So if that sounds very good, after the show, about how to do that, please give me a call. My number is 828-294-0662. I take
calls from 9 a.m.
to 9 p.m. Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I just grabbed a pen. Can you give me a number again, please?
Okay. Yeah, it's also on my website. The number is 828-294-0662. I take calls from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week, Eastern Standard Time. And that's what I do. I develop a protocol for each person based on their history. I charge based on how complicated the situation is, how much work it's going to be for me. And that's
okay.
what I do. So please do give me a call. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. But if your daughter continues to do what the white coats are telling her, you see where she's going.
It's going to kill her with all the drugs they keep putting into her.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And I just
okay.
got a call actually today from a man by the name of Rodney. It was a excruciating call for me to hear. A man whose father died and he got depressed and they put him on SSRIs and Xanax and they got him into such a hole. It's just unbelievable. People have no idea of the side effects of these drugs. The drugs are the main problem. There's natural things to deal with. All these things. And the white coats do not know about it. They don't learn about it in medical school. And if they do know about it and they use it, they are persecuted. They are squashed by the medical mafia. And my story is proof of that. But you see, it's going to be funny how it all works out. Because I refuse to let them squash me. And it's amazing how this program is going out all over the world. I got an email a couple weeks ago from China. There's people listening everywhere. So, people, you have to wake up and realize that you've been lied to about everything. And I always say, don't believe me either. Check things out for yourself. Use your own discernment. Are poisons good? Are the drugs good? Google them. See what the drugs are doing. That's your answer. Are the natural things to reverse everything? Yes. Are you going to be told about them by your white coat? No. Are these natural things going to be covered by insurance? No. Because the pharmaceutical cartels, the insurance lobbyists, the representatives in the district are criminals that have had money stuffed in their back pockets to promote this garbage. They're not going to want you to know about these things. There's a population reduction program at hand. They don't want you to live. They want you to die. If you are a useless eater, if you are a child or an elderly person, you're not earning a living wage and paying taxes, they don't want you to survive, and they're going to make sure to take you out. That's the way it is. And if that's too hard for you to deal with, I'm sorry to be the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. That's what I've learned in all my years of doing this. And that's why I've sacrificed everything I've sacrificed, because it makes me very upset. Personally, I'm very disgusted with what's going on. But you see, all it's going to take is a critical mass of us that are awakened to say, we're not going to take this anymore. And it's going to change in a heartbeat. And these representatives and the district of criminals will pretend to protect us in their alphabet agency, it's going to be exposed. And that's what we have to do, is just basically realize that the truth always rises to the top. Is there anybody else in the line? Hello? Okay. I guess that's pretty much it. We had a number of callers that were going to call in, but we've been going quite longer than I expected to go. I do thank all of you who are listening and have called in. If you'd like to get a consult from me, please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I will explain to you how I do consult. The most important thing you have to realize is that the poisons that the white coats are giving you are just that. They are causing all diseases, and they are putting you into the hole of death and suffering. You can get out of it. And my protocol is not the only way. There's other people that are doing very good things. There's Tesla technology. There's cutting-edge machines that are available, like Rife machines. There's all kinds of things out there that can help you heal. But you're not going to be told about these things by the white coats or by the mainstream media, because they are supported by the pharmaceutical cartels. So what you need to do is educate yourself and learn about what's actually making you sick. And that's what I talk about in the show that I did, where I discuss the diagrams on the big picture. I encourage all of you to go to the BBS archives for October 18th. It's a two-hour show where I talked about the big picture of what's making all of you sick. That's very important for you to realize, why are you sick? And there's so many things. It's not just vaccines. That's my passion. That's my mission. That's what I'm here to tell you. It's causing all autoimmune disease and cancer. But all of the other toxins that you're being given by your white coats and by the powers that be is certainly not making things any better. You have to understand and learn what's making you sick in order to get out of this hole. And it's possible. I feel better today than I did when I was 25 years old. And it's because of what I've learned, and I did not learn any of this in medical school. I learned this on the outside after I stepped out of the box. So I thank all of you for listening. I thank all of you that called in. And I do encourage you to continue to listen to the show, What's Ailing America. We also give What's Healing America information on the show. Because my goal is not to scare you, but to make you realize that you have the power within yourself to make yourself healthy. And once you are healthy enough to open your eyes and see what's going on around you, it's going to be funny how it all works out. So God bless you all, and have a good night. Bye-bye.